Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to get a little bit more information about the Lebanon deal. And we're talking about the maritime border, the discussion that we've been having. Lebanon deal will see unprecedented approval for Israel's maritime border. Senior officials argues that recognition of line of buoys as border is a key achievement, but cautions Beirut could still back out. We wanted to chat to Lazar Berman, who has been covering this story quite extensively. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. This is a big deal, isn't it, in terms of Israel's international relations?
Well, we don't know that anything is actually going to come out of it yet, so I think we don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Israel's security cabinet is meeting today to discuss the deal, and the expectation is that they will approve it. But there have been reports, mainly from Lebanese media, that Lebanon has introduced some more reservations about the deal. And the question is, how serious are those reservations, whether they are something that could torpedo this whole thing. So first of all, we have to understand that nothing is
done yet. So for anybody who is unfamiliar with this, can you give us a bit of background to this story?
Sure. So Lebanon and Israel don't have any mutually agreed upon borders. Lebanon actually doesn't have any mutually agreed upon borders with anybody. It doesn't have that with Syria either. With the discovery of natural gas in the Eastern Mediterranean, determining a border between Israel and Lebanon gained some importance. Obviously, Israel has been developing its gas fields further south, but when it started developing its Karish gas field, which is close to a potential border, and Lebanon is stuck in a very deep economic crisis. It's hard to see a way out of it. There's an interest in Lebanon, and especially in the West, actually, to see Lebanon stabilize itself by getting some infusion of income from natural gas. Well, it's going to be tough for companies to want to invest when there is a dispute, when you have Hezbollah threatening Israel. If it starts developing the northern Karish gas field. So the idea is that they wanted to get this agreement done. Now, this started more than a decade ago under the Obama administration. The Trump folks also pushed it and thought that they could pretty quickly get to a deal. But Lebanon kept on introducing new demands. The main demand that they introduced, which surprised everyone, was in 2020. They demanded what's called Line 29, which is way further south than the It's certainly further south than the Israeli request. It's further south than the American, what's called the Hof Line, which was a compromise. And it's further south than their 2010 demand. So this new demand that they introduced threw off for a long time. And under the Biden administration, they've gotten back together. And it looks like they're close. It looks like that the final terms will be, if everything is approved, that Lebanon will get its original 2010 demand, which is Line 23. It's called, you can see it on maps if you Google it, which gives them the entirety of what's called the Kana gas field and a recognition for what's called the buoy lines, which is a 5-kilometer line of buoys in the water, that will be seen as the start of the border. So mostly it seems, Lebanon got what it wanted. The claim on the Israeli side was that this is unprecedented, that Lebanon and Israel are coming to an agreement. It will allow for Israel to further develop and gain new investment and could potentially lead to further, recognitions of perhaps the land border between Israel and Lebanon as well.
And to me, well, I would imagine that that's the subtext here that is the most important part, surely, is the fact that we're starting to see, if they can come to an agreement on this, well, then it's conceivable to make progress in other areas as well, I'd imagine.
That's certainly the hope in Israel. In Lebanon, reports and, plenty of government officials are denying that this in any way will lead to anything else. They're denying it's in any way a recognition of Israel. Israel is pushing for a signing ceremony with officials from both sides present, probably at the Rosh HaNikra crossing. And, according to Lebanese reports, Lebanon is not willing to do that. And they want to do a signing with officials in separate rooms. So to expect that,
Lebanon, it seems like such hard work to maintain, this antagonism. It must be exhausting.
Yeah, I mean, as we said, it's been going on for over a decade, and Lebanon has, you know, introduced some serious new demands, which are starting to throw the whole thing off. It has taken some very intensive U.S. involvement by its special energy envoy, Amos Hochstein. The French, obviously, with their interest in Lebanon, have been deeply involved as well. So it is a very large lift to something that might not seem too difficult from the outside. But this being the Middle East, this being a country that is dominated by Hezbollah, it makes it very, very complicated.
Have we seen any progress in Lebanon since, you know, the couple of the disasters that they've had in the region? There's been a lot of focus, as you mentioned earlier, internationally on Lebanon, the corruption, the difficulty within government there. Has there been any move in a more positive direction?
Sadly, no. There was elections a few months ago, and there has not been any agreement on how to select new leadership, new president. The president's term is coming to an end. It continues to be a country mired in political stalemate, economic collapse, factionalism. There's really not much to point at on the positive side. We've seen scenes of people going to banks, armed, sticking up banks to literally withdraw their own money.
Their own money.
To pay for medicine. And, you know, you hear reports and hear people being interviewed that they just can't afford medicine anymore, and hospitals are starting to have to decide who gets treatment and who doesn't. It's a country in collapse, and there really is very little positive news coming out of that country.
Well, let's hope that this deal is a step in the right direction for Lebanon itself. Lazar Berman, who is the diplomatic and Christian affairs correspondent at the Times of Israel, talking to us about this maritime deal. Let's hope it does go ahead. Thank you for taking the time to chat to us.